Parker. Experience with that.
Sorry. Something's very wrong with our ISDN line at the moment.
Okay. Are we on the air on the radio
station? I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, that's fine. So going on here, she says, is, however, that many, perhaps even most, who have experienced the horror of war and have the courage and presence of mind to think about and evaluate what the war they served in was truly about would understand and probably concur with this request. Those veterans, however, who may not agree, who cling to mythology of heroism, glory, honor, and the nobility of war, do so in large measure from fear that acknowledging war's reality would somehow diminish their sacrifice and the sacrifices of those whose lives were lost. And I know that this is extraordinarily important to the individuals who are in the military, is this unit cohesion thing. And that the protection of their fallen brethren, that these people died, and that death was awful. And oftentimes they have incredible guilt surrounding that death. And to not support that particular war, to think that that war was wrong, would diminish the death of those people. Because it would be terrible to think that you and the person who died, your fallen comrades, died for
nothing.
Crap. That when it, you
for
know,
the glory
politicians. Politicians whose ideas.
Or corporate contracts.
Yeah, all those things. None of those things are very pleasant to consider.
Protecting poppy fields in Afghanistan so that the military here can fight the drug war.
Indeed. Perhaps understandably, they've used such sacrifices and losses difficult enough to live with when they had value and purpose, as intolerable if they were misguided and unnecessary. To these brothers and sisters, I would offer the following questions and observations for them to ponder. First, what was accomplished by your sacrifice and by the waste of lives and treasure in Vietnam?
Protecting freedom.
In Iraq.
Protecting freedom.
And in Afghanistan.
Fighting Al-Qaeda so that they don't blow up the Twin Towers again.
I
if you don't kill them over there, they're going to kill us over here.
I think that that's probably the one of the biggest arguments, right?
That implies that there must be a fight.
Well, I think that many people felt wronged on 9/11. Right, like some terrible atrocity has occurred. I certainly did. If George Bush would have come on the television and said, "Friends, we found out who did it. It was Canada, and we're gonna have to invade." I mean, I might have been ready to go. Let's go. Let's get invade Canada. I'm there. That just goes to show how little we really know. The fact is that Afghanistan, the country, the Taliban that was in charge at the time, offered to turn Osama bin Laden over to a third party like Saudi Arabia. They trusted Muslims. They didn't trust Christians. And that wasn't good enough for the United States government.
Because Afghanistan also said, if you show us evidence.
Yeah, they did ask for evidence, too. But they offered to turn them over to
the
third party.
That's generally what, you know, a good crime fighter does. Is, hey, give me some kind of evidence that says that Ian did this thing, and I'll hand him over to you.
Yeah. And so, for whatever reason, that was just a little
too
much.
We're America. We don't have to show you evidence.
You and your evidence stinks. Where's the honor, the glory, and the nobility in killing and dying for greed, incompetence, and paranoia? Second, the mythology you cling to for comfort is a tool of political leaders to make war palatable. This is true for not just veterans, but the people that support all kinds of war efforts. And I tend to think that these yellow ribbons aren't ribbons truly in support of veterans, but they're in fact ribbons in support of war. And that's the difficulty there. Many people go to war because they consider it to be a noble cause. If the cause wasn't considered to be noble, then they wouldn't go. So by hanging the yellow ribbon, you add nobility not to the individual, but to the cause. And that's the difficulty here.
I would say that a lot of people go not to war because they think it's noble. People sign up for the military because they see that as noble. They go to war because they are told to, and they are too scared to say no.
The mythology you cling to.
So true. And it gets kind of ironic, right? Because on one hand, you've got these military guys who are big, tough dudes, and it's all about being badass and so brave and heroic, but yet when faced with the choice of doing the right thing and not going to an unjust war, which they pretty much all are, or
there's
doing
been a few,
what you're told,
a few that have stood up and said no,
or doing what you're told, the majority of these people, the supermajority, 99.9% of them, will do what they're told. They won't go against the grain. They won't go against the orders that they're given. They're not heroes. They're lackeys. Just do what they're told because they're scared.
That's pounded into their heads over and over again, that's what their job is. Their job is to follow orders. And I think that's clear, right? It's clear that's what their job is.
You know, they're de-individualized. Their hair is shaved. They are made to look as similar to one another as possible. Individualization is discouraged in the military.
Then should not their oath of office be changed? And instead of saying, I will protect and defend the U.S. Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic, just change that to, I will do whatever some guy that has a higher rank tells me to do.
Yeah, but then it loses all of its aura. You know, it loses its aura of legitimacy.
Right, but let's be honest, though. Let's be honest.
We are being honest.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they should just be honest, and instead of putting fancy wrapping around a box of poo, just say, here's a box of poo.
Yeah, it'll be nice, but that's fantasy world. They're never going to be honest. And they'll lie all the way up to the bitter end. Whatever that end is, they're going to be lying all the way up to
it. Now, I don't think that we should, I'm not saying you are, but to downplay the courage that goes into dealing with this sort of physical bravery that these people do, it's obvious that they're willing, in many cases, to run out to save their comrades in firefights.
Sure, but they won't. What I was saying is they won't disobey the orders of their superiors.
They won't disobey bad orders.
I got you. And
they won't say, I'm not going to an unjust war.
It's not just the training they receive in the military. It's the training that we all receive from day one. And that training is, you do what your country says. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Well, no. You know, wait a second. That very phrase, I don't know how many people stood up and took a bullet for that phrase, because it stinks to high heaven. It's awful. Your country, sadly, the politicians, it's not your country, the politicians that have hidden behind soldiers and flags and these things throughout history, at least to the last six decades, have used that for really, honestly, no good political end.
Absolutely true. 855-450-FREE. Is there more from this gentleman?
Yes,
we're going to continue that here in a moment. Reasons why you shouldn't thank the troops. This guy does not appreciate being thanked, and he'll tell us more in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You can tell your story as well.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, here toll free on this live Veterans Day edition of the program. We're talking about the cliche of thanking a military veteran for their service. One military veteran has written an excellent editorial piece about how he doesn't appreciate it when people thank him for his service, and getting into the details as to why. We'll continue with that here in a moment. Perhaps you'd like to visit the Free Talk Live website and enjoy the various different features that we have there. You may do so. You can do so with no cost to you. There's no membership fee over at freetalklive.com. However, it's not cheap to run the website. So if you'd like to send something our way, there are different ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter various different online shopping websites like Amazon or Newegg. And we've got Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. There's also Newegg Canada and Newegg US. You go to the right site that's right for you, get your shopping taken care of. I recently bought a couple of keyboards on Newegg. And you can do your regular shopping at the regular prices that you're used to, the great free Super Saver shipping in the case of Amazon, and help Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of online shopping, maybe you want to get your own online shopping experience set up on your website. What's that? You don't have a website yet? Well, it's about time. It's 2013. Really, you probably should have a website by now, and there's no reason for you not to. I can understand why you would be concerned about starting a website. It feels like it's something you have to know about, like the code and how it all works, and you really don't need to do that. There's folks like Squarespace.com that have made this a plug-and-play process and made it so simple that even Mark can do it.
I can.
Squarespace.com. You go there, you get signed up, there's a free account, and the free account basically allows you almost full access to all the tools and everything that they've got in there. So you get started. The first thing you're presented with is you select the theme that you want for the site. So do you want your site to look like a blog site? Do you want it to look like a portfolio? Maybe you're an artist. Do you want to put your artwork up in a portfolio kind of package site? Maybe you want an e-commerce site. Maybe you want a blog with an e-commerce site. You can do all these things through Squarespace.com. And it's so simple, drag-and-drop interface. You can literally drag things off your desktop right into your design. You can move the elements around. And if you are one of those tweakers, you know HTML and you want to get into the code, they let you do that too. So you can go as far as you want with this system. It's a great system, and their support's there too, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They've got an amazing support team. It starts at just $8 per month. When you're ready to sign up, use code FTL11. That's FTL and the number 11 when you sign up, and you'll get 10% off using that discount code. So go to Squarespace.com and get started right now. There's 99.99% uptime, and it's so easy. You are going to be blown away. And beautiful as well. I didn't mention that. The themes are professionally designed. These are graphic designs that look very pleasing. It'll make your website. Maybe you already have a website. You want to take it into the 21st century? Squarespace.com. They'll actually let you, if you get like a WordPress site or something, you can actually import your site. Certain types of sites that are kind of already out there, you can import them into Squarespace and Squarespace-size it. So go see it for yourself. It's fast. Squarespace.com. Use code FTL11 and save 10%. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. The story continues. Site is truth-out.org, was it?
Truth-out.org. That's
correct. Truth-out.org. A story that was published last year by a military veteran who is frustrated by people constantly thanking him for his service. He says he doesn't want to hear it, and he's getting into the reasons why.
Yeah, he sort of lists the reasons, but going on here, asking questions now to people who might be enraged by the things that he said. And I am not immune to the understanding that it's a lot easier for a veteran to say these things than it is for me. I understand that I am hiding behind this veteran And I'm doing it for a rhetorical sense. I believe these things are true. It's just that I understand that to many people, only a veteran can say these things. And I'm not.
Yeah.
Second, the mythology you cling to for comfort is a tool of political leaders to make war palatable, to garner support for their militarism and abandonment of diplomacy. It is what motivates future, idealistic, perhaps naive, young people to heed the call. And there's maybe more than one reason that they pick 18-year-olds to do this work. Maybe there's a reason that they're
young and strong.
That's nice. Like, the parts don't hurt like mine do.
Yeah. But they're also ignorant.
Yeah.
They're fresh out of high school,
where
and
they've been
they're
told
looking
what to do.
For money.
Yeah, they're poor, and they've been told what to do for the last 13 years.
And in a lot of high schools, they have military components there, these ROTC programs that are just constant brainwashing, basically, to propagandize high school students towards wanting to join the military. They even, what are they, don't they have this test or something, the ASVAB? That
the
people
say? The ASVAB, yes. I scored so high on the ASVAB that the Navy was sending me stuff where they wanted me to go work on one of their nuclear submarines.
Wow.
So they say to seek honor and glory. Apparently you were seeking honor and glory there by serving, scoring high. By enlisting in the military to fight for a cause they've been deceived into believing is right,
just
and necessary.
Before we go on, I'm just curious. I never had to take this ASVAB thing.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Oh,
it was
really?
A thing of... You can take this test if you want to,
and
if you don't, then you go to some thing in the like auditorium and we'll have people talk to you for 2 hours.
What was the breakdown of people who actually went and took the test versus those who sat in the auditorium and didn't take the test?
I don't think they allowed girls to take it. They might have. I don't remember. Ian, you're asking me about something that happened 18 years ago.
I don't remember ever being offered
it. I don't remember.
But I could be wrong.
Maybe half. I don't know.
The cafeteria was darn close to full. A good portion of the cafeteria was full when I took it.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, to seek honor and glory by enlisting in the military to fight for a cause they've been deceived in believing is right, just, and necessary, but which is, in reality, a string of wars for corporate greed, power, and hegemony.
He's not the only one who thinks that, by the way. There have been plenty of former military people. Smedley Butler is one of the most infamous or famous ones, who wrote a book called War is a Racket. I guess it was more of like a pamphlet or something like that. But this is basically the same message that Smedley Butler, who wrote, what, 100 years almost before this thing was written? Wasn't he World War
I? He never got to fight in World War I. But there was a conflict between him and Blackjack Pershing. But
that's aroundabouts the time when he was in the military, right?
He got out about that time.
I mean, that's almost 100 years ago.
He wrote War as a Racket, I believe, in the 30s.
Oh, really?
Okay. And at that time. So, you know, whatever. It's certainly 80 years or something like that.
Right.
Long darn time ago.
Nothing's changed, though. I mean, it's the same scam that they're running here.
Well, it's not like the United States is sitting around like the peaceful giant who only stands up when it's wrapped upon the head. Name a year for me the United States hasn't been involved in a foreign conflict.
1845.
Yeah, it's something like that. If you consider the Indian Wars to be a foreign conflict, and, you know, at that time they essentially were.
We'll come back with more here. 855-453. Your thoughts, certainly welcome, on this Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live. We're here live. We will take your calls about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be on the topic of war being a terrible, horrible idea that needs to end. Hopefully it will at some point in our lifetime. 855-453.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rate, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screen lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We've got listening options, live streams. We've got those broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, three different bit rates for your internet connection speed. You go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into whichever one of those you like, anytime you like. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on via listen.freetalklive.com. You can also listen to us via over 125 radio stations coast to coast. Actually, just found out we got a couple new ones on board, and so I'm excited to be announcing.
They just jump
soon.
On board on their own? I love that.
Yeah, FM Translators, actually, is how they jumped on. Okay. So an existing affiliate on AM got a couple FM Translators.
I got to say, thanks to the FCC for those new FM Translators that keep on coming on board.
Yeah, we do enjoy that. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn more about those. Our satellite listening options include the free-to-air satellite channel, which allows you to tune in to not just Free Talk Live, but also LRN.FM, so you can hear Daryl's show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio on Sundays, and all the other great programs that LRN.FM contains via satellite dish, and it's free. There's no cost per month. You don't have to buy the equipment up front to purchase, you know, like a cheap receiver and a cheap dish, but you're looking at $200 probably max. So you can, again, go to listen.freetalklive.com. We also got the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. If you can't get Free Talk Live into your ears, you're just not trying. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
You can also go to podcastawards.com. If you appreciate what it is that we do here on Free Talk Live, we'd appreciate if you went to podcastawards.com and voted for Free Talk Live every day until close. I think it's the 15th of...
That reminds me, I've not voted in a couple of days.
Yeah, We'll get to voting. At podcastawards.com to vote for Free Talk Live. We're in the news, politics, or political category. And, you know, it's a very useful award for us to be able to say we're, you know, five-time winners, which is the winningest I believe, podcasts and podcastawards.com's relatively short history. I'd like to know the podcast that's won more than five. So anyway, podcastawards.com, we'd really appreciate it.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun. We're going to get back to this piece here that you're sharing, Mark, but it's a fairly lengthy piece, and I want to make sure our callers get a chance to comment as well. The piece we're sharing is by a veteran who's saying, "Don't thank me for my service," and explaining why he's
pretty
saying
emphatic
that.
About it. Yeah.
But let's go first to the phones and the fun. Let's go to Howie, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Howie.
Hey, gentlemen. Hope all is well.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've listened to you guys talk, and you know, you, Ian, and Mark have related, and I believe this is true. Like, in the past, you did consider going into the military and stuff like that. Now, I think that you're honorable people, and you have always had, like, that inherently part of you. And I'm thankful that it actually didn't happen, because I have my own thoughts about that, you know. And on Veterans Day, it's a special day, and I don't want to discredit the people who have given their lives and the families that have lost the people that they love, you know. It's just a hard situation. And I think it shows part of the beauty of what Americans or just human beings are that live in the land that we live in. We can be so territorial and harsh and protective, but everybody has their issues, and our country has fought for freedom. And despite our flaws, I really, you know, I've been to other places, and it is really the best place I've ever been to. And I don't mean to detract from anyone's loss, but my thought is that, you know, I just really don't think war is right. I just don't, I'm not like a total guy who's going to lay down and, like, put a flower in a gun and think everything's going to be okay. But I just want to make a point that, things don't have to be the way that they are now. And I think that's what your show describes, is that there's a lot of injustice going on, and there's a lot of lies, and people, you know, are believing of it. And as a veteran, I mean, I did 4 years in the Marine Corps. So if anybody can feel any kind of justness to criticize the military, I think I can, and that's why I'm calling. Because you guys haven't been in, but you express a lot of the thoughts that I share. And I just people try the best they can, and we're all just, you know, humans. And I just think it's wrong that people can be strayed by this idea that the government shows in commercials. Like, I was watching a commercial today, and they showed a picture of an aircraft carrier, and it was an impressive commercial. But all through this commercial, they showed, like, an aircraft carrier passing by an aerial photo where they showed all the military equipment. And it is impressive.
It's impressive.
Our government can be anywhere in the world within, like, a day and a half and totally inflict total harm like no other nation can. And that's not a, you know, that's our country. That's where I live. I serve it. You guys live here too, and you love.
Well, I don't live, but I don't consider it to be my country. I think that I'm just a human being. I happen to live on a plot of land, and I'm with, you know, there are other human beings around, and everybody has different opinions about things. I don't like the idea of countries because I think it separates people. But you know, I get where you're coming from, and thanks for as a military veteran, Howie. Thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Here on the live Veterans Day edition, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by ProXPN.
Just one thing that I would like to correct where Howie said, thank the people that have died. That's what Memorial Day is for. People, so often, they want to combine Memorial Day and Veterans Day make them both the same day and celebrate war twice a year.
I was hoping you meant they wanted to get rid of one of them. If they would combine them and make one fewer day.
No, they just want, you know, like, let's celebrate war and death twice a year instead of just once.
Would it go over as well if they just renamed it to War Day?
I don't think it would.
No.
I'd like to address the part about the United States is the best place to live. And I don't disagree with this. I've been in 13 countries and 45 states. I'm not the most well-traveled person who's listening right now. But I'm not untraveled.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the United States is a pretty darn nice place to live. But I think back to the Roman citizens, the time of Rome. Should the citizens have been grateful for the fact that that Rome and its centurions were willing to sort of rob from the provinces in order to bring wealth to Rome?
Just be glad you didn't live in one of those places that were getting pillaged, Mark.
Right. I am glad I don't live in one of those places that's being pillaged. But that doesn't mean that I think the pillaging is unjust. Is just. I don't think that. I understand that members of the military aren't actually making off with paintings and gold.
Well, some of them might be, but
most of it has to do mostly with just sort of deals with puppet dictators.
I was going to say the average person doesn't benefit from whatever sort of windfalls might come to certain corporations.
I think they do a little.
No way, not in the aggregate. I mean, you look at the amount of money that that people pay in taxes and inflation for wars, and you compare that to the slightly lower price at the gas pump.
I don't know that it's the slightly lower price of the gas pump. I think that it's a higher price of the gas pump. And there may be arguments, but
not higher than Europe.
Well, no, not higher than Europe,
that's
but higher than
in
it was.
Comparison to
the fact is that when the Iraq War was begun, one of the things that was sort of floated around is at least we'll have lower gas prices. You know, we're conquering a country that has lots of oil, so therefore we'll have lots of lower gas prices. Certainly not the case. Gas prices went up in that in the time that the United States occupied that country. So I don't think that that's particularly fair to say. But what I really mean on this is that. Yeah, I do think that there's some benefit to the lifestyle here. I don't know why it's better here, but I suspect to some extent it has to do with the fact that the United States government lords over all the rest of them. At least in some way, it's related.
Let's go to William in Dallas. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, William?
Well, I think Howie did a really, really good job of crystallizing his thoughts, but that's not what we want to talk about. I think he did really good, though.
Hello? What did you want to talk about?
Child rearing.
All right, you stand by, William. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Rearing some childrens here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to getthetea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. It's the Veterans Day edition of the program. We're here live, as we are every single holiday. And I think the majority of the folks on the show would probably agree this shouldn't be a holiday, because it's only encouraging people to continue this nonsense of thanking the troops for their service, which, of course, nobody really thinks too hard about what that means. You're thanking them for serving politicians, thanking them for doing the bidding of corporate contractors, and essentially enriching the military-industrial complex, thanking them for contributing to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of innocent people all around the world. I'm sorry. No thanks for that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I would thank those who have courageously stood against the military. Former, you know, military people like Brad Manning, and also the,
I think she's going by Chelsea now. Yeah.
And just say Private Manning. That way, nobody really gets their panties in a wad,
and yes, so to speak. And the individuals.
Or Brock's briefs.
Who have also stood up, who are not as well known, but the individuals who've stood up and have said, I refuse to follow these orders. I am not going to go to this war. It's the wrong thing to do, and I will accept the punishment. If I, you know, I'll go to the brig. I'd rather go to the brig than go out and be part of killing people wrongfully. So we're going to continue with that. And
with the article here from truth-out.org of the veteran.
But we're taking a break from the article, and we're going to continue with your calls, because you can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE.
If you've been wanting to get some bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. They make it very easy for you. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. And the best part is the customer service is their top priority. Will over at cashintocoins.com does a fantastic job of taking care of you every step of the way. All you have to do is go to cashintocoins.com, pick the bank, or you click that you want to get some bitcoins, pick the bank to which you wish to make a deposit, whether it's a Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or credit union that has shared branching. If you're going to go to a credit union, make sure you call ahead to that credit union, figure out that they've got shared branching, because you don't want to go there and not have that. You'll get a bank account number. You can go make the deposit of the cash. They're not going to ask you for ID. You know, there's just really no way to say that it's you that's making the deposit at cashintocoins.com.
At the credit union service center, they might ask for ID.
You don't have to give it to make a deposit, though, as I understand.
At the credit union, I did.
At the service center,
yes.
You
had to give it?
They asked for it, and they made it sound like it was required.
Okay. Well, I'd be interested to see what happened. I'd prefer not to provide an ID.
Yeah.
Just like to make a deposit. I'd like to see what happened if somebody did that. And if you do that, please let me know. Send me an email. at marketfreetalklive.com.
But you've tried it at, like, Bank of America?
Bank of America, they ask for nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. They just let you do a deposit. You'll have your Bitcoins within a few minutes to a couple of hours. The fees there are great. They're very competitive. And, as a matter of fact, orders under $40 carry no fee at cashintocoins.com. So you can get in and try it out, cashintocoins.com.
William is back with us. William in Dallas, Texas. You're back on Free Talk Live. You said you want to talk about raising some children.
Yeah, but one thing I want to say, I guess, like, remember that the people who signed up for the military, they were probably attempting to, they wanted to do the right thing in life, you know. Mm. So I'm not defending them, and I'm not, you know.
Well, here's a tip. Quick tip for anybody that wants to do the right thing in life. It's probably not what the politicians are advocating. I'm just going to go out on a limb and make that statement.
No, I agree with you, Ian. And that's, yeah, people need to take a step back and look, you know, at who's giving the orders. But anyway, I was just saying, like, I was listening to the child, Stephanie and Mark, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about child rearing and everything, about the kids with Halloween. Some people were leaving a note that your kid's fat or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that always inevitably leads to the conversation of child rearing. And Mark, I think you do a real good job of pointing out, like, you know, all these non-parents sure do have a lot of advice.
You know, and I think that this is sort of, it makes sense, right? So, like, an extrovert is a person who tends to think by speaking. They charge up by talking and being in a group. And so what's going to happen is if you have a childhood extrovert who's thinking about having children, whether or not they intend to, they're still thinking about childhood. And they're going to try to solve those. It's, you know, smart people try to solve problems. And there's no doubt that childhood is a problem. You're this small, weak, uncoordinated being in a world where you can simply not take care of yourself. And that in and of itself is a really bad position to be in. And it causes all kinds of problems for people. And I think that I totally understand why. And unchilded people might give advice to us on how to raise children, but I try to give them some inkling as to how it comes off, how it sounds.
Well, yeah, because it's funny because I hear Stephanie, and I think who's on the phone? There's another guy. I guess he's they both say, like, I've been a child once. Like, that's like a resume for being a parent, you know, being a child. And
all the parents have been.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to meet someone who was never a child.
Right, you haven't really, but by saying that one was a child, it doesn't, I guess it doesn't really separate you in any way from anybody else.
But before I was a parent, like I remember, like, I was telling my dad today, I was like, he was supposed to be kind of like a robot, like, only make the best decisions, only do the best thing, and, you know, like, I forgot he was human, you know, like, it took me, I had my first son at 27 years old, or 25, I think. Anyway, I was 25 years old, had my own house and stable and all that good stuff, and I finally knew what I was doing until I had a kid, and then you get launched into parenthood. It's a trip, man. There's nothing like
Thanks for the call,
being.
William. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855 450 free.
Yeah, I think that's the difficulty of parenting is that there's really there's no good instruction booklet on how to exactly do it. Lots of people have lots of opinions, but they tend to contradict.
We go back to the phones here. Go to Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, by the way, you get these people who say that, if you haven't been in the service, your caller who had been was a veteran was saying that he's more qualified or qualified somehow to criticize what they're doing. You get these people telling the protesters to shut up. You've never been in the service. What qualifies you to say that stuff, which is totally absurd? It's kind of like saying, unless you're a child molester, how can you criticize child molesters? But there's one thing I want to leave you with here. Anyway.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay.
Good point.
I was just came up with this point. Unalienable rights preempt the rule of law. And when you come up with it, say it that way. I did a check on the search engine. I didn't see anybody else having ever phrased it that way. But in political debate, when somebody comes up with this brain dead idea that, you know, if you're so sure, then why don't you give it to the government's puppet judges in the government's kangaroo courts and spend your life savings challenging the municipal curfew and the $50 fine, and then we'll see whether it's constitutionally permissible. And if, the court upheld it, then it must not be unconstitutional.
Yeah, you got a government employee to uphold the government employee's dictates. What a surprise.
Well, then you say, look, unalienable rights preempt the rule of law. That is like such a blasphemy to some of these people because it's like they worship this thing called the rule of law, even when the law is totally wrong. And so just come up with that line, unalienable rights preempt the rule of law.
Thanks, Tom, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Don't always agree with Tom. In fact, a lot of times I don't, but a couple of good points tonight. You can take control here. Live show. We're here to take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Still to come. Hopefully we'll get through this thing, Mark. We've got this essay, fairly lengthy, detailed essay written by a veteran who's saying, don't thank me for my service. And he's explaining why he doesn't appreciate it when people thank him for his service. In fact, it's pretty frustrating to him, from what I understand.
Yeah, like it brings up a lot of bad memories and that sort of thing.
I want to remind you that if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, you need to look no further than ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They are family-owned, and they have the lowest prices. See for yourself. Get it quick, and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. By the way, they also are now selling firearms and ammunition.
Handguns, long guns, yep.
At ManVentureOutpost.com. We're going to continue here. Hour number three is on the way shortly. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, and we'll get back to the veteran and his words of wisdom on this Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also connect with us on Skype, and you will likely sound great on the air if you do so. So make the effort. Send us the request, the friend request, or contact request to username lrn.fm. We'll continue with Hour 3 in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.